Hello everyone, and welcome back to Easy Natural English with Liam, where I talk to you in natural English that hopefully isn't too difficult. And today I'm going to talk a bit about my wife. And the reason I'm going to talk about her is because I had yet another request on the shadowing app. It's been a lot of requests, thank you very much. Had another request, and somebody asked, it was a question, but they started saying, I was loving Cassie's podcast, will she continue? So my wife's name is Cassie, and some of you might know that already, or you might know about my wife because she did feature in a few of my YouTube videos. There's a few of my YouTube videos where we're talking together. If you haven't seen those, then there is a link in the description of the podcast for my YouTube channel, which I haven't uploaded in a while, because as you all know, I'm very busy these days. I have a full-time job. I have my daughter, very busy. I haven't made any videos recently, but I do want to make some more again at some point. But if you go on there, you'll find the old videos where I'm talking to my wife. A lot of you probably already know about her through that. And a lot of those I uploaded as podcast episodes as well. So even if you've only been listening to the podcast, you might have heard me talking to my wife in some of the older episodes. And then she made her own podcast for a while because my wife, like me, was teaching English online. I say was because we're not anymore, but we were both teaching English online. And I started my podcast as a way to get more students. You know, I started teaching online, and I used a website called iTalki where you could find students, but I wanted more students, so I started the podcast as a way to recruit new students. And now I don't teach online anymore, but I keep doing the podcast because I know there's lots of people listening and lots of people who like the podcast, which I'm happy about. And particularly because I have a Patreon page where people support me. There's a link for that below as well. And I have a Patreon page and people are financially supporting me. So, you know, this has kind of become a bit of a job for me. Of course, I enjoy it, but it's also like a job now. I think there are people who are depending on me. There are people who are paying me and hoping that I make more podcasts. And also I have this app now and there are people using the app, people paying for the app. So even though I don't teach English anymore, still have a lot of responsibility to keep doing the app. You know, there are lots of people, really generous people that are supporting me, and I appreciate that. And in return, it means I have to keep doing the podcast, keep helping you guys with your English studies. So yeah, even though I don't teach anymore, I keep doing the podcast. And my wife, Cassie, yeah, she also did the podcast for a while to... One reason was to get more students, but in her case, it was more just, she just felt like it. She just felt like she wanted to talk about some stuff. So she did the podcast just to kind of talk about some stuff that was on her mind. So she talked about some more kind of emotional stuff, some more kind of psychological stuff. She got really busy. So the reason why she stopped teaching and the reason why she stopped doing the podcast too was because my daughter was born. And, you know, we're not a very traditional couple. You know, we usually do things however we want to do them. We usually don't worry about following the kind of pressure of society. You know, like traditionally, the man should work and the woman should look after the children. We're definitely not those kind of people. We don't believe those kinds of things. It just turned out that it's sort of easier for me to work and for my wife to take care of my daughter while I'm working. Of course, I am involved with the childcare, you know, almost just as much as my wife. My wife does a bit longer because I'm working, but of course, both of us are taking full responsibility for raising my daughter. I definitely don't think that it's my wife's job or anything like that. It just happened that in our situation, it was sort of easier for me to continue working and for my wife to spend more time looking after our daughter. But because of that, yeah, my wife has been very busy looking after my daughter, and just it takes a lot of energy looking after a child. I think until you do it yourself, you don't realize. Of course, we knew it would be hard work. We knew looking after a child would be hard work, but Like I said, I don't think anybody fully realizes how much hard work it is until you really do it. Because, I work and I look after my daughter a lot too. And especially like in the mornings, I'll be looking after my daughter as much as possible or after work. But when I'm working, then I'm working and I can't look after my daughter. But working almost feels like a break. Of course, I love spending time with my daughter, but working feels like almost like a break compared to looking after my daughter. Because when you're working, of course, you need to focus, you need to do your job, whatever your job is. But looking after children is something that you can't even stop to think for a moment. You know, when you're doing your job sometimes, perhaps it depends on your job. You know, if you're a driver or something, then of course you can't stop thinking about road safety and things like that. But, you know, at least in my job now as a translator, I can translate something and I can just stop and I can think, how should I translate this? You know, I kind of have a moment to think, but sometimes children don't even give you a moment. You know, you know, your child might come to you screaming like, I'm hungry, and just screaming at you. And you just want a moment to think, what did she eat today? What should I make her? What food do we have in the cupboard? And you don't even have time to think about those things because she's just standing there screaming at you. And it's really hard to concentrate and think when someone's screaming at you and grabbing at you or running off and doing dangerous things. You know, like my daughter has a lot of energy and she likes to climb things and grab things. And we just always have to think about her safety and things like that. So yeah, looking after a child is very, very hard. And so that is why my wife hasn't been doing the podcast and why she hasn't been teaching, because at the end of the day, she's just exhausted. And actually at the moment she is pregnant again. I don't remember if I talked about this on the regular podcast or the Patreon podcast. Sorry, I never remember these things. I know when I've talked about something, or at least I have an idea when I've talked about something, but I sometimes forget whether I said it on the main podcast or on the Patreon podcast. But my wife is pregnant again, on purpose. It wasn't an accident or anything. We did want to have a second child. And the child is due in July. The child is going to be born in July. So my wife has been even more exhausted. So she's been pregnant, you know, which if you've experienced pregnancy before, or if you've been around a pregnant person before, you might know is very hard work, very physical, takes a lot of your energy, stops you from sleeping well at night. It's just very hard work. You know, you're heavier than usual. You've got a human inside you taking all your nutrients and energy and moving around all night so you can't sleep, and just generally in lots of ways making your life very difficult. There's, you know, a difference in your hormones. There's lots of things that just make it very difficult for you to do things. And, you know, my wife's dealing with that and raising our daughter at the same time. So she's very, very tired and doesn't have so much time for things like podcasts and things. But she is, because I think she's an amazing woman. She is studying again. So even though she's doing all these things and she's very tired and very busy, she is doing a master's at the moment. So master's is the second degree, like the second certificate you get at university. So my wife went to university in America. She studied psychology. She got a degree. We call it a bachelor degree. She got a bachelor's degree in psychology. And now she's doing the master's, which is the next step. And yeah, she's hoping that at some point she can become a therapist. So she's doing that online. She's doing it through a university in the UK, but she's studying online. So yeah, during the day, she's busy looking after my daughter. Then when my daughter takes a nap, she'll be studying. Or at night when my daughter's sleeping, she'll study. Or on the weekends when I'm not working, I'll look after my daughter all day and give my wife time to study. But yeah, she's doing that. So that's why she hasn't been doing the podcast, because she's been very busy with all kinds of stuff. But anyway, she is well. She's very healthy and happy, and she's doing okay. And perhaps when we have a bit more time and stuff, perhaps we'll do another episode or video or something together again. So don't worry, she hasn't completely disappeared. You will hear from her again one day. But there you go. That's a bit about my wife, as requested on the Shadowing app. So thank you all very much for listening today, and I'll see all of you again back here next time.